Hey, this is Harry, and welcome back to Making It Big.
Hi, this is Maya. And in this episode, we are joined by recent Bristol graduate and founder of Student Travel Tips, Alfie Lawrence.
Behaviour eats process for breakfast. You as a person is more important than the model, than your plans, than the growth model, the numbers, the figures. If you are passionate about something, if you come across with the right attitude and you're turning up, then you're going to be successful.
Inspired by his own year abroad, Alfie is on a mission to support other students who are living, studying and working abroad. We discuss how he got started, the importance of making the most of available resources, why doing one thing well can sometimes be better, and we gain honest insight into the realities of being an entrepreneur.
So we've got Alfie Lawrence on the podcast today. Hi, Alfie.
Hello, hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
I guess we'll just start, you know, how we always do, just to ask you a bit about you, kind of give us your elevator pitch, you know, who are you,
sure.
What do you do?
Sure. So my name is Alfie Lawrence. I'm 23, just graduated from Bristol University. I say graduated, it's not like we really had a graduation or anything.
But
I know, sad times. But yeah, I run a platform called Student Travel Tips. And the idea behind it is to basically offer advice and support, peer-to-peer support between students who are living, studying and working abroad. And yeah, I mean, do you want my story?
Yeah, go for it.
So when I was in Brazil in 2019, it feels like ages ago now, but I sat in my room and, you know, I was living with a load, like 50 other people, and I was the only Brit, and I didn't really know anyone at the time. Well, I knew no one. And I thought, do you know what? There is so many things I want to know about meeting people, about making the most of my experience, earning money, getting around Sao Paulo. I mean, it's got 20 million people. I live in a village of 600, you know, it was completely different. And I went online and there was not really anything that was shouting at me like, oh, Alfie, this is perfect for you. This is relevant. And I thought, you know what? There's got to be a way that students can interact from their year abroad. Thousands of students take year abroads, 40,000 I've researched every year. And so yeah, I created this platform. It's blogs, it's resources, and it's just firsthand, it's relevant, it's trustworthy. We're constantly updating and it's really growing, and I'm really excited to keep going with it and chat to you guys about it. So yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It sounds so cool, and I know a lot of people do study abroad. Although not this year, unfortunately. But no, it sounds so cool. And also you do a podcast, don't you, which is kind of ties in. So isn't that the Student Travel Talk Show?
Yes.
So tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so the Student Travel Talk Show launched in lockdown, a classic endeavor during lockdown. But it was, yeah, the idea was behind it was just for me to chat with my friends mainly, just to have a think about what kind of fun little things and stories we could talk about. Traveling stories are always the funniest and the best and the weirdest. So I think just creating that, and I've chatted with about mental health, well-being, kind of looking after yourself abroad. Lily, who is my editor-in-chief working alongside me now, really helping with getting the content on the website. She did a fantastic podcast about kind of the unfiltered, unadulterated version of a year abroad that's not really put across on Instagram, and had a really good chat with Rosa. And so yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress. I'm excited just to keep moving with it, reach out to more people. But
No, it sounds so cool. And I think it's nice that a lot of people our age are kind of looking to podcasts as like a medium to kind of share stories. Like, it's definitely kind of up and coming, particularly, you know, through this period of lockdown where, you know, we're doing it right now. It's something we can do. We don't have to be in person. And it is just such a nice kind of medium to kind of express ourselves. And in terms of, I guess, your ambitions for the whole business and what you see kind of Student Travel Tips becoming, like, what's your long term, like, how, what do you see it becoming down the line?
Yeah, so it's a good question, because I've had to do this pitch last week, and what it actually helped me do, I'll explain the pitch a bit later on, but what it's kind of allowed me to do is really focus on the reasons why I set this up. As I said, my story behind the problem that was there and the lack of information, and just sticking with the core and why it's doing one thing well, you know. And So I think focusing on driving traffic through the website, keeping peer-to-peer support at the hub of it. And I'm just keen to network with people. I've just launched Student Travel Talks rather than the Student Travel Talk Show, which is, there's so many little side things to do with the name. It's worked out quite well. But Student Travel Talks, starting this Sunday, 6 p.m., we're going to have weekly chats on Zoom about year abroad concerns, about any questions students may have. And I launched a group called the Year Abroad Connect, which basically is that place where people can openly ask questions, post that where they're going and connect with another student that's there, whether that be a local student. That's the dream, obviously, to connect with students that are living there full time and that can connect with these students. Because I feel like the experiences for me living abroad really stick out, the ones where I've really immersed myself as much as possible, especially in COVID times. Like, I know you said that traveling abroad isn't happening, but it is considered essential travel for a lot of universities. So I think now more than ever, it's quite essential to try and network with these students, give them this advice. I mean, I'm not saying we're experts, and what we are putting on the website is just purely based on personal experience, but I think it's important.
Yeah, completely. And I think it's really powerful as well. Like, you guys are doing it by students for students. And I think, you know, no matter how much TripAdvisor or other places are going to say, oh, go here, ultimately, you know, people this age, when we hear from others our age, it's actually, you know, we really trust it. So I think what you're doing is great. And I guess my question is, have you always wanted to start your own platform, your own business, or like, was entrepreneurship always on the cards? How did that all come about?
It's a very good question. I've never really considered going into it. I always, it's funny, I love languages. Languages and travel have always been a passion of mine. My dad has lived abroad his whole life, and so my brother and I, we've had the opportunity to go abroad a lot. But I think, funny things that I wanted to do were, I wanted to be like a football agent for a large part of my life. Was kind of going down that route. But then, you know, it just, entrepreneurship, I fell into it. You know, I was living away and just came up with this idea just to help people. It was nothing like, oh, this could be worth millions in the future. It was nothing like that. It was just figuring out. And I love it personally. I love the platform. It's so motivating to just be doing something that I enjoy doing. And the hours I've put into it, otherwise I would just be sat scrolling social media.
Nice to put it towards something productive. I guess I'm quite interested in terms of, obviously, you've just graduated from Bristol and you weren't studying like a business degree or something necessarily directly related, although you can of course apply things. How did you find kind of the experience of being at uni and that kind of being almost a full-time job, and then also trying to like manage this on the side? Did you see it as a side hustle, or was it kind of like, did it start to become more of your main focus, or how did you balance the two?
Yeah, so I'd say through my final year, because that was when I came back to Bristol with the idea. And that was, I mean, it was a lot of just, hey guys, can you help me out with writing a blog about your time away, and a lot of communicating with the professors in my department. I mean, as I say, this is peer-to-peer support, so I kind of, in a way, I'm trying to keep a distance from the university, but at the same time, the support that they offered me was amazing, especially the Basecamp Enterprise team. They really helped me, Lauren, Faye and Katie, shout out to the girls. But no, they really provided just support and advice. And I was very early on, I just had this website with a few thousand visitors, and then they're like, Alfie, this is what you should try, this is what you should do. And just in terms of really driving a passion, an idea, and then giving advice on pitching and to investors, or going to workshops about PR and communications. I mean, it was really thanks to them that they put me forward for this Santander program, this Emerging Entrepreneurs program, which I've been on. And that was, I've just finished it actually. Unfortunately, I didn't get into the final cry one more time.
Sorry there.
No, it's all right. Some of the finalists are so impressive. This program is designed for each university puts forward one applicant, and Bristol gave me the opportunity to get it. And I remember it was right at the start of lockdown, in March or something. It feels like a lifetime ago. And I remember charging around my kitchen like, I've been approved. So they allowed me onto this program. And obviously it was meant to be three different accelerators around the UK and Scotland. But instead, it was every 2 weeks we've had Zoom webinars, and it's been crazy. It's been the main thing for me is just being able to have these sessions with investors or founders of amazing companies, or getting tutorials on how to run your own crowdfunder campaign and everything like that. It's just things that I would have never expected to have had this coaching. And I'm really grateful for the Bristol team and for Santander Universities for allowing me to be on the program. And considering the competition and the finals on Tuesday, judged by the one and only Theo Pathetis and Prue Leaf.
No way.
So it would have been an amazing experience. But fingers crossed that I can actually win this crowdfunder challenge, because then Theo will hear.
I guess in terms of, obviously, being like a student, I think a lot of us kind of, we have like, I'd say like an entrepreneurial mindset, like definitely our generation. But there's this kind of fine line, I guess, between, you know, being ambitious, having this mindset of, you know, I'm going to solve problems, and then actually making a business. You know, there's almost like the reality check where you have to suddenly think, you know, how am I going to actually make this a business now? Mm. And would you say, where have you kind of looked to kind of gain that experience? And would you say it's been through this kind of the networks you've made at uni? Like, because you haven't studied business, and I think there's a lot of kind of realities in business that we know you don't know until you kind of have to know.
Definitely. I'd say if for people having an idea, just roll with it. Take the risks of putting more time into figuring out who's this for? Why am I doing this? Is there a need for this in the market? But more often than not, if you drive with something and you speak to the right people, or not even the right people, just speak to your family and friends. There was this phrase, which was, you're only a coffee away from anyone. Just, I've done so many of these cold reach emails where trying to get in touch with people, and the amount of times that I'm talking to someone about this idea, or even at the pub or at dinner with students. I mean, the great thing is it's for students. So being around people that are just like, oh mate, you need to get in touch with this person. And straight away you're like, wow, okay, can I follow through with that? And I mean, it's tricky. You've got to find your niche, find something that isn't being done. And figure out who you are, and that quite often is the reason for your business, if that makes sense. But there's this phrase as well, which was, behavior eats process for breakfast. I read that the other day.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it was basically like, you as a person is more important than the model, than your plans, than the growth model. The numbers, the figures, all the analytics. Like, if you are passionate about something, if you come across with the right attitude and you're turning up, then you're going to be successful. I really try and keep that in mind, because I'm definitely not someone that is about business models or how I'm going to monetize the site. I mean, I'm coming into it now having to basically learn from these mistakes and moving forward, and just, as I say, getting mentors to help you in the process. But just be yourself.
What you're saying really resonates with me, because I think more and more I'm learning that, I think we're sometimes told that, you know, having that business plan, having those figures, your profit is like the most important thing. And ultimately, I love this phrase. So facts will tell a lot, but it's your stories that will sell. And it's about that how can you relate to people? And even when it comes to investment or pitching, ultimately, your investors are people as well. And I think what you're doing and the values behind your business is you are genuinely trying to solve a problem here. And if you stay to that, you know, stay true to that, which you're doing, 100%, like it can be successful, which I think is a really good like lesson to, for a lot of people to kind of
definitely. I also think, don't be afraid to create a network of a team of people. I've been told so many times, team is so important. And it's been tricky for me to think, right, who can I take forward with this idea? And it's coming into the process now with Lily. I've taken on, and I've got this group of writers who are helping me out. And it's just the motivation, the ideas. I mean, obviously two brains is more than one. So there's going to be lots of inspiration. Mm. And I'm actually moving to Manchester end of this month to basically inspire myself a bit more and be, I mean, I'm literally going from my bedroom to a cafe to work at the moment. There's not really anything around me that's going to help me in the process. So I think just grab it when you can, if opportunities come up, and really just make the most of, for uni students out there, make the most of the resources you have, whether that's around you at home or at the university. There is so much.
Yeah. In terms of resources, did you do anything personally, whether it was like books or podcasts or whether it was people? I know you mentioned the obviously career service and you know the Santander thing, but would you recommend like looking in certain places for people kind of in a similar state?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say you can get quite far with just focusing on you and focusing on your idea, and then once you've tried out your family and your friends, because I work just by visually and communicating with people. It's always been the way, and I'm sure I'm dyslexic. So reading books and stuff. I mean, I have a couple of book recommendations I definitely recommend. Start With Why by Steve Sinek. Mm. Really
great
cool
book.
Yeah. I said I was going to get this other book recommendation, but I didn't. I couldn't remember the name. But also, I mean, with this program, we've been recommended this this thing called Sporting Edge, which is the performance zone. If people, I will put a link or something. It's run by Jeremy Snape, who is an ex-England spin bowler. And he's basically, obviously, business psychology and sports psychology massively overlap. And just about growth mindset, motivation, resilience, initiative, all that kind of stuff really comes into it. And it's super interesting. It's where I've got all these catchphrases from, but it actually helps, and they stick with you when it's way more visual. And he's got videos with football managers and leading business owners. It's really cool, actually.
Yeah. No, we actually did an episode, I think it was our first guest episode with Frankie Wolf, and we were talking about this kind of relationship between mindset in sports and the mindset in business, and how, you know, my kind of relies on it a lot. You learn about a lot from the process of competition and learning how to fail, but also there's so many parallels that you can almost like, I know my, you know too well, don't you?
I could talk about it for days, but I think it's I just think it's one of those things where, like, especially things like team sport, you are, you know, you're working with team players, and whether you're a leader of the team, and even this year, so I'm like, I'm being captain of my badminton squad, and I'm learning so much about leadership that I never have anywhere else. And I just love being able to apply that to other things. And I think you're right. You know, this the platform you have talked about sounds really interesting, and I think people should look at it, because I think you can apply different areas in your life into business. And like you said, you kind of fell into entrepreneurship. I guess it proves it is more of that mindset and experience rather than like, yeah, I'm really good at business management. Does that make sense?
Definitely. I think no matter how many books you read and stuff like that, it all comes down to you as a person, with the motivation and the creativity to just roll with something. And it does take sacrifices. I've not put all my time into this, and I wish if I had put all my time into this and gone full time with it, it would definitely be a lot further, but I have no regrets, and hopefully, fingers crossed, I can actually make this full time. But yeah, as you say, with leadership, it's kind of finding the balance. You don't want to be, I really hate being bossy, but many of my friends will tell me I'm a bit of a control freak. So kind of even just telling people what to do, I hate to do it, but with that, you find the right people, you find the right team that can motivate you. And I always find the things that I'm trying to figure out how the best way to, the things that you don't want to do is no until you oh, I can't I'm not
no
even
no you got this you do it. I feel like this is gonna be good.
It was kind of like, it's not even a catchphrase, but someone said only don't do the things you don't want to do. And so, like, okay, wait, I'm just going to word vomit to you guys for a second.
Do it.
Okay, it was something like, okay, so if you're a leader of a company, only pass on the things in your thing that once you've tried to do it, or things that you don't give things to other people that you don't want to do. Give things to people that you can do, but you may think that they would do it as well as you, or create a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's difficult. And I'm finding people management a very interesting, tricky aspect of this. And I know it's only going to get harder. But no, I'm enjoying it. And it's a great process.
Yeah. No, I do see what you mean. Because, like, I think a lot of the times, you know, I sort of see my ideas, you know, we have our own visions of what something can become. And sometimes it can be hard, like, to find another person that can share that complete vision. Like, so you almost want to do everything, and you can turn into a bit of a control freak. But actually, I think And I think a lot of these kind of books that you've like, they all like mention delegation being this really important like process that you almost have to learn. And you have to learn that, you know, you need to share responsibility. Mm-hmm. And then actually you're down the line, you're going to be way more resilient because you've catered for more viewpoints, more perspectives than if you've just kind of gone at it one person's viewpoint. But I guess an interesting kind of conversation to have is like, when you started, was this kind of just you on your solo venture? And then would you advise people starting off, you know, by themselves? Or would you say maybe start from the get-go with a team? Because then from the start, you know, it's a shared vision. Kind of what would be your advice around that?
Yes, I would recommend starting solo. I think people often think they are more creative on their own because you're walking around, you can go on walks and just have these ideas and not get too overwhelmed with, oh my god, I've got to handle this with someone else. And I think it's quite good to be quite selfish with things like this. At the end of the day, if it's your idea and you're the founder, moving forward with it as much as you can is the right thing to do. And then when you get a bit stuck, that's when you seek the help of others. For a year and a half, it was just myself behind this. Obviously, a lot of the content is provided by other people, but you don't want to clash. You don't want to kind of be like, oh my God, I'm now dealing with someone else that doesn't share the same vision as I do. But I think you can implement those visions and that ethos as you go along with time, and then find the right team, people bringing in their expertise that is much more than what you can provide. I mean, I'm no expert, as I've said. I don't have expertise in marketing, finance, editing, all this, but now I am very much prepared to bring on the right people to drive this forward to the next level. But you know, it changes very depending on the person, depending on the business.
Yeah, no, totally. You've kind of picked up quite nicely, and even from the start when you're talking about kind of the student travel talk show, but actually how the student travel as a brand is now looking into like the Connect part of it on your Facebook group, and you've got so many different ideas kind of going around the place. And that's obviously like a really good sign in terms of someone that's quite entrepreneurial, problem solving. But I guess what's the process you have personally for kind of managing your priorities and thinking, you know, that's what I'm going to go all in at and on that, you know, how do you decide what's the most important thing to put everything into?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple things for this. As I said before, the core, just sticking with what you've done so well up to this point. There's a model called the hedgehog model, which if I can remember, there's why are you the best in the world? Why are you better than everyone else in this? And then write down a few things. Mm-hmm. What's the economic driver? Write a few things. And why you? And why this? So like just sticking with these core bits really help to decide, okay, what's my next idea? Of course, the ideas for this have just been overwhelming at times. I've been, oh my God, I want to do this. I want to do this. But just actually sticking with that. I think risk taking as well comes into it for me. Like I'm a bit scared sometimes, and I think it comes in with confidence with writing or kind of bringing on board a new idea and actually going forward with it. But I think once I actually launch it, even though it may not be fully prepared, once I actually put it out there, that's when I can deal with it. That thriving under pressure, which is involved in business, sport, anything, exams. Once you're actually in front of a camera, or once you're actually the whistle's gone to the start of a game, that's when you work best. Preparation, no matter how prepared you are, I think until you actually launch something and put your time into it, that's when the magic will happen, I suppose.
Yeah. I really like what you said about the core thing, because I think we often forget about it. And also, I remember when like we first ever met, it was very much like, oh my gosh, there could be so much opportunity for like just, you know, gap years and like just students traveling, doing their year outs. And you were literally like, well, yeah, there is. But at the moment, I am going to stick to my core, my focus, which is the kind of what's the year called when you do it within uni, like the sandwich year when you go for your year abroad.
Study,
yeah. And I love that because I think it's so easy. And like, I'm quite idealistic where I'll immediately be like, oh, let's do this, this, this. And I think it's such good advice to be like, hold on a second, you can still do that, but stick to that core and do it well. Like you said at the beginning of the podcast, like just do that one thing well before trying to spread yourself like really thin and trying to do everything. Because ultimately, yeah, you can't do everything amazing like if you just... unless you like focus on it like really well. So I think I really like that idea. Something I'm going to definitely try and do in my own life.
Definitely. It's difficult to stick with it. You obviously there are days where and weeks where I'll go, oh my God, I now want to launch this app, which is going to do this. I'm not going to give away any, any ideas, but just to, and then like, oh, we could cater for young professionals with itineraries. And what about the gap year interrailing lot? There's all these things that come in. I don't want to fall into the general travel blog, top 10 things to do in Venice or whatever. That's, I mean, that's been affected massively by COVID. So I'm trying to just stick with this sandwich year. It's an essential part of your university degree, and doing what we can. But I mean, one thing that I'd like to massively do is cater for, I mean, student travel tips can also, I'm moving into potentially in the UK, you know, the adaption from school to university, going like it's traveling internally almost, and it brings in mental health and well-being. And look, we're going into a time where virtual university, how are you going to make friends? How are you going to study productively? You won't have that routine of commute almost to uni, and I think that all being disrupted is gonna, it's gonna really affect people. And I think with the resources around me, I'm gonna try and create this interactive workshop, to, and it will tie in with student travel talks, and just bringing in and see what we can do to help managing stress, resilience. It's something I set up back in 2018, a little workshop, which basically just looked at that resilience and helping your friends, and that could really be tailored, and it will be a kind of training almost, for people to take forward in their everyday life. So that's something I'm really keen to tap into.
Yeah, 100%.
I couldn't agree more. I always tell Harry that like this is like literally my ultimate passion, and yeah, I think it's so important, and especially now more than ever. So I think what you're doing is sounds really great, and I'm excited to see what happens. Maybe we'll get you on the podcast in like a year, and we can hear more about this side of your business
Definitely.
Yeah. No, it's nice that you're looking kind of at the bigger picture. You know, as much as like we said, like focus on the things you're good at, also have in the back of your mind how it can always be bigger, it can always be better, and like where you want to go next. I guess also to add on to that, like I think an interesting question is like, it's one thing to say, you know, focus on what you're best at, but how do you know what you're best at? Do you find, does that come from almost like a personal intuition? Like you feel like, you know, I can do this well, that's my vision. Or do you maybe have focus groups? Do you ask people? Do you take feedback? Where do you get kind of your sense of what's the right path?
No, but I'd absolutely love to get focus groups and stuff like that. I think it's market research. And I mean, it's not really market research. It's just feedback, isn't it? Just getting, listening to other people. I think my skill in this is just connecting, networking, chatting with people, not being afraid to just figure things out. But no, there are definitely things I want to learn. I'm no expert at all. I don't want that to come across as I'm scared about this, and this is all a process, and I'm stuck now. Oh, I'm not stuck, but I'm in it, and I can't really. I'm just going to ride with it, you know. And things will
quicksand.
There will be so many challenges, and I'm facing the challenges daily. And people now interested in investing and being part of this, and I'm like, God, please, can you just let me go? Let me go with this idea for a bit longer. But you know, there's that you've just got to seize these opportunities sometimes, and I feel like I'm having to grow up really fast with this, and so I think just dealing with it is one of the best bits of advice I can give, is just go with something and just be passionate about it.
I mean, this is said quite often, but it is that learning by doing. Like, no matter how much you try and kind of like what you can expect, ultimately when you're in it, that is when you have to kind of adapt quickly and just, you know, like you said, take those opportunities. Like even Jeff Bezos, who created Amazon, he was literally writing his business plan as he was delivering his first book to, you know, his first customer. And it just works that sometimes you are in the deep end, but clearly you're, my God, I've got so many metaphors. Clearly you're learning to swim, which is good. Cause I think from what you said, it's the reality of what it can actually be like.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. In terms of like, you know, it's nice to think, you know, you can go all in on something and have this kind of brilliant vision and just kind of make it happen. But maybe what are the sacrifices to doing something like that? Do you find maybe some pastimes, hobbies, like do you find kind of the life of an entrepreneur? Is it how you imagine?
It's no 9 to 5. that's for sure. I kind of, the hours I put into this are ridiculous, especially when I was building the website up until 5 in the morning, and then up at 7 in the morning, stuff like that. But I mean, now I'd say sacrifices. I've kind of let go of a few things. I was guitar playing, I was doing my languages all the time. There are regrets that I can feel coming up behind me, like, Alfie, don't let go of these things. They're you as a person. You've always loved speaking to people, but I am putting a lot of time into trying to make this work. And I know traveling, I mean, it's kind of worked in my favor, the traveling not being, because I know that I would be going abroad as much as I could right now. The plan was to move to Barcelona and travel as much as I could and figure out where the money was going to come when I was out there. But you know, it does take sacrifice, a lot of hours, a lot of stress and paranoia about some things that may not work, or like mistakes, massive mistakes. This year has been a year of mistakes for me, and I think moving forward, it can only improve.
Well, with mistakes comes learning, so it's a year of learning as well, I guess.
Sure.
It is a year of learning.
I actually really like this, because I think you're quite different from a lot of our guests, in the sense like you're in a position where you are kind of going through those kind of ups and downs. So for someone who is a student or at uni, what is some, like, I guess, pieces of advice that you'd give if they are trying to start something out, or, you know, they are in a similar position, or they are getting a couple of like setbacks? What would you say to them?
I'd say just strip it back as much as you can. Don't get overwhelmed by all these things that could happen or couldn't happen, and be put off by the difficulties that come with all these things you see on the internet and stuff about starting up your own business. I know there are so many books like The Secret and things, which is all about mindset and you gotta do this, you know, all this, like, okay, get your business plan, pitch to investors, like, that's so far down the line. And you can create something wicked if you just put time into it, get off your phone. I mean, I'm so addicted to my phone currently because of this crowdfunder. And I cannot wait until the 29th of September where I can just switch off. I mean, there are so many things that I'm still learning and want to change and want to adapt to just creating a nice, steady routine and talk to the right people and give as much advice as I can, but also take on way more advice. I think I'd love to get involved with Bristol University or Manchester, wherever I am, to see what I could do for peer-to-peer support. It keeps in mind that the whole time. It's just that we learn so much better when we just talk to people our age. I think there is a common misconception with the university support is like, look, they're there, it's a fantastic institution, but just actually talking to your friends, whether that's about you as a person, whether you're not feeling up for it that day, or whether you're struggling with an idea. I don't know, like, for me, my routine is really bad at the moment. I'm having breakfast in my room, I'm doing everything at this desk because I'm trying to go with student travel tips, but you just got to try and speaking to people like, Alfie, what are you doing that's wrong? And people think, oh, Alfie, it's all going so well at the moment for you, like, with student travel tips, like, keep going. It's like, it is like that on the front, but I'm trying to do something that I've never done before. And so this is a call out. If you've got any good advice for me, I'm happy. I'm there to learn. So
That's really amazing though, I think. Yeah, no, it is good. But this is, even just this conversation, I think we can learn a lot from each other as well. And, you know, Harry and I started this podcast because we were like, we don't want it to just be this sugar-coated entrepreneurship journey. Like, we want to hear about the rawness, the reality. And I think you've really given us a lot of insight into that. And I think that's really helpful because, well, it's so easy that we can just get overwhelmed and, you know, and I'm definitely someone who does that. So I think that's really useful advice.
No, you guys are doing this is a wicked podcast. You guys are naturals. And the advice you give is inspiring to so many people. And I think student enterprise is just so inspiring itself. Like, watching these pitches for guys that are setting up online video games for kids that have cystic fibrosis to help with the breathing process and AI and all this. Wow. It's like, what the? How are these people doing this? I thought I had a good idea, but
you do though. You do. That's the thing. There's literally like no way in comparing, because like, even after our first meeting, I've told so many people about your company, and every time it's like, oh my God, that'd be so useful. So I think it's just like, you know, each person, whatever they're doing, they are solving a problem, and fundamentally there is space for all of this. And I think that's what's really nice, that, you know, we get to do
that. Definitely. I think just keeping with that. And if it doesn't work out, I know that I'll use this website.
Mm.
That's so good, though. If you like it, well, then who cares, right?
I really like your attitude about the whole kind of process. Like, it is just about learning. And, like, the thing you said about just kind of turning up and this idea that you are just only ever one coffee away from anyone. Yeah. Like, you just got to keep going. I think that's such great advice. But, you know, keeping going, but also balance, you know. Yeah. It's about the whole picture of you. Fully. There's been some brilliant advice in this podcast.
I think it's been great.
So thank you so much.
No worries. No, it's been an absolute pleasure.
And to all our listeners, because I know people are going to be going on their year abroad or whatever COVID is bringing them, like in this year, definitely go and check out Student Travel Trip Tips, because it's really useful. And I think you can get some trustworthy, you know, comments and advice and make your travels better. So
yeah, definitely. 100%
go and check
definitely
that out.
I'll give it a little plug. www.studenttraveltips.co.uk. And check out the socials at Student Travel Tips. Do you know what? You guys can do that. Otherwise, it's a serious plug. Just the website. But also, I'll say we're welcoming new writers. Anyone that wants to share their experience and give their advice, we've got some really exciting things coming up. So do get in touch with me, because there is space for everyone.
Amazing.
Is that there is space for everyone?
That was awesome.
No, it sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.